vision.
The best and the brightest.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
You've probably heard of 1001 Nights. That's the collection of Middle Eastern folk tales in Arabic from the Islamic Golden Age. It was collected over many centuries. The English language version is called The Arabian Nights. Something else stemming from the Islamic Golden Age is coming to the Michigan Science Center, an exhibition called 1001 Inventions, Untold Story from a Golden Age of Innovation. Ahmed Salem is the co-founder and marketing director of 1001 Inventions, and he recently spoke with Cynthia.
Pleasure to welcome you to the next idea, Ahmed.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to talk to everyone.
What is 1001 Inventions?
But this is a fascinating exhibition that's going to expose all the visitors to a period in history that was very influential in terms of the development and science and knowledge of all of humanity. And it's a period that's often known as the Dark Ages. So in Europe and other parts of the world, there's this period after the fall of the Roman Empire where not much really happened for about 1,000 years. And then you have the European Renaissance that picks up around the 13th, 14th century, and then you have the Industrial Revolution and our modern age. And that period of this 1,000 years, which is often referred to as the Dark Ages, it's true that maybe in some parts of the world it was dark. However, in other parts of the world, what we find is that there was this knowledge continued, and people were still progressing, and they picked up on ancient knowledge and built their own knowledge and experience and managed to pass that on. So this exhibition is looking at what happened in terms of the development of science in the Middle East during this golden age of Muslim civilization. And it kind of starts around the 8th century and it picks up and then it kind of really dies down towards the 14th, 15th century. So we're looking at this very interesting period that spreads from Spain in the west, all the way to China in the east. And within that period, you have all these different cultures who are, you know, developing knowledge from India, from Africa, from Persia, from the Turkic areas, the Ottomans, the Arabian Peninsula. It's a really exciting period in history that this exhibition introduces.
It's a huge chunk of time and a huge array of geographical regions. How do you tell that story in this exhibition? How do you wrap your mind around it?
Yeah, absolutely, it is. It's why we also called it 1001 Inventions, because in the original Arabic poetry, a beautiful way to say many, 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 many is to say 1001. It's like essentially a term that expresses a huge number of items. So the 1001 Arabian Nights refers to many, many nights of these stories, the beautiful stories that we all know of Aladdin and Sinbad and everyone else. But here we're looking at the scientific innovations. And what we've done with this exhibition is try to make it really fun for everyone, accessible to all audiences, children, schools, teachers, researchers, academics, the general public, young and old. There's something there for everyone. And it's an introduction. It's essentially the window into that world. And then we provide all kinds of facilities and resources to help people and guide them to go and learn more. But there's something there that introduces the overall idea and some of the best of inventions and contributions that are showcased in the exhibition in a fun way.
Give us some ideas of some of these untold stories, inventions, and innovations we would say, wow, really?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the most spectacular centerpieces in the exhibition is a giant reproduction of a huge clock. It's almost 5 meters high. This is actually a water-powered clock from the 12th century. And it's a very innovative, sophisticated piece of engineering that uses a water-regulated device to tell a 12-hour time from sunrise to sunset. It was calibrated for different times of the year. And what's so beautiful about this clock is that it's actually a stunning work of art. It has an Indian elephant, as a large wooden elephant that sits on top of a beautiful castle structure. And there are these small what look like robots or automata that actually move every hour when the hour strikes. There's a whole system, a mechanism that starts There's even a symbol that sounds the half hour and the hour. And the whole thing is automated and regulated through a water technology. No electricity, no batteries, none of that back then. And it's also a stunning work of art. And what's wonderful about this exhibit is it has these different influences that make up the exhibition. So you have an Indian elephant, you have a Chinese dragons, which are sitting on top of the castle structure. You have an Archimedes Greek technology within the water system inside the belly of the elephant. You have an Arabian structure. You have a Persian carpet that wraps over the elephant. It's something really fascinating, and it's part of that creative age where they were really trying to also beautify and improve the quality of life right across that region.
Detroit is only the fourth city in the nation to host this exhibition. Why did you decide to bring it to Detroit? Was it the large Arab American population in Southeast Michigan? Is that a factor?
I mean, definitely it's been one of the major contributing factors to help expedite and get the exhibition here sooner rather than later. When you're talking to science centers and science museums in the U.S., their timelines are usually booked up several years in advance for major exhibits. So we've actually been talking to the Michigan Science Center for a number of years, but thanks to the local community here who really helped to mobilize and support and bring sponsorship. They actually coordinated themselves and called themselves the Friends of 1001 Inventions. We've been able to work with the Michigan Science Center to get the exhibition to Detroit much sooner than it possibly would be. But the overall plan, of course, is to tour major cities across the U.S., and there are duplicate exhibitions similar to this one that 1001 Inventions is touring around the world. And we've done more than 40 different cities already with these exhibitions, and it's been receiving an overwhelmingly positive response from everywhere that it's been.
What can we learn about innovation from these ancient thinkers and inventors from this golden age of Muslim civilization? What do you hope people will take away from this exhibit?
So there is, I think, one of the most important things that you find when you come through the exhibition experience is that there is a sense of exciting, creative attitude towards learning and being curious and being in a state of wonderment around about the world around us. And that spirit of creativity is what really helped to fuel that golden age, because when we look at the life stories of many of the scientists that are featured, and we have scientists who are from different cultures and different faiths, because what many people don't realize is that when we talk about this Muslim civilization from Spain to China, it actually includes within it the role of Christian, Jewish, Sabian, Hindu, Zoroastrian faiths, because they were also contributing to that knowledge. And there was really within the realm of science, there was a collective recognition of them acknowledging and respecting each other's work, building on the work of ancient civilizations and then contributing to the benefit of their own time. I mean, one of the examples, we have a Christian scholar who in the over 1,000 years ago wrote a book, a health guide for pilgrims, Muslim pilgrims going on the Hajj. You know, so it's, he was a physician, and he wrote a healthy guide to performing the pilgrimage to Mecca on behalf of the Muslim, you know, his Muslim brethren. Another famous physician that we feature in the exhibition is Musa ibn Maymun, who is commonly known, you may know him as Maimonides, just like the Maimonides Medical Center in New York.
Indeed.
He was actually a very revered Jewish physician who contributed so much in terms of his philosophy to the Jewish community and also in terms of his medical and well-being innovations. So he's also, you know, featured there.
We're due to learn a lot through this exhibition, 1001 Inventions, Untold Stories from a Golden Age of Innovation. It opened October 7th and will run through January 7th, 2018 at the Michigan Science Center in Detroit. And you can get all the details by going to their website or to their Facebook page. Ahmed Salim, thank you so much for being a part of The Next Idea.
Thank you so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.